In the last couple of weeks, we discovered that sometimes a child, a minor, someone less than bas mitzvah, or a girl less than, a boy less than bar mitzvah, a girl less than bas mitzvah, sometimes we assume that the items they have belong to their parents, and sometimes we assume that they belong to the child. And the differences we found were that if it belongs to the father, and the father gave the child something, that was called an aveda midas, that if someone found such an object, they were certainly not obligated to return it, and possibly even allowed to keep it. And if it was something that the child himself owned, then it was worse, because the child has no ability to relinquish ownership, to be miyayesh. And if you found something that actually belonged to a child, you would really be stuck with it. You wouldn't be able to keep it. So I thought we would digress and talk about a brand new topic tonight, and just to clarify, when is it that a child owns the item that was given to him, and when is it that it still belongs to the parent? In other words, if someone gives, you visit the relatives and they give the children each a dollar on the way out, who owns the dollar? The children or the parents? Someone gives the child a coat, you give the child a coat, someone else gives them a present, a outfit. Who owns that outfit? The child or the parent? Right, that's the topic tonight. Now, we're not going to talk about it, and this is, I think, obvious. If someone gives a parent, here's $100 for Yonkel's college education, yeshiva education, so then they gave it to the parent with a certain condition, and you're allowed to give a present or sell something to someone with a stipulation. So here the stipulation is, if you want it, use it for his yeshiva education, and if you don't want to be committed to use it for that, so then don't accept it, or tell them, look, I'll try to do it, I'll put it in his bank, but I might not remember to use that exact $100 for his education 20 years from now. So if you're dealing with the parent, so then there's no shaila. You're dealing with the parent accepting a present under a certain condition. We're talking where the present was given, where the item was given to the child himself or herself. Who owns that present? Does the child own the present, or does the parent own the present? Now, to get to that topic, we have to go back to the rules of Metzia, and we have to understand what happens if a child finds something. What happens if a child finds, if a minor finds something? And that's going to be the first topic we'll discuss. I'd like to start with, I should put in the other order, the second selection on the handout. It's a Mishnah in Gittin. Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. It says like this: Metzias Cheresh Shote VeKatan Yesh Behen Yishum Gezam in Neidarkei Shalom. We'll just deal with the katan. If a katan, someone less than Bar Bas Mitzvah, finds something, you're not allowed to take it from him. Right? When you see a katan found something in the street that has no siman, he found a $100 bill, and you see this minor, this katan, we'll see how old he is soon, walking around with $100 bill he just found, so you're not allowed to take it from him. Not because he actually owns it, because a katan cannot make a kinyan. It's minnei darkei shalom. It's only because of darkei shalom, the chachamim made a takana, that you should not take away something from a katan, because that would cause fights in the world. The parents and the children, it wouldn't be a good thing. So the Chachamim said, even though a katan legally does not own something that he holds, something that he found, you're not allowed to take it from him. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's really theft to take it from him. Now the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's only also a drabanan. Midaraisa, everyone agrees that if a katan, a minor, finds something out in the street, he does not own it at a biblical level. The question is, what did the Chachamim say? How much ownership did the Chachamim confer upon him? The Tanakhama, which is the way we paskin, say that it's only minei darkei shalom, which means you're not allowed to take it from him. But if someone did take that $100 bill from him, and the father wants to now take him to a din Torah that you took my son's $100 bill, so he'll lose the case, because it's only darkei shalom. It's not a nice thing to take something from the katan. But if someone went and did something wrong, he did an avera and took it, you wouldn't be able to force him through a bezdin to take it away. Right? That's Rav Yossi says you could force it with the Bezdin, but we paskin like the Tanakhama, that if someone snatches that $100 bill from the Katan, he did wrong, he wasn't allowed to, but you won't be able to take him to a Din Torah and force him to give it up. Right? That's the halacha in Gittin.
This is a case where if a gadol had found it, he'd be allowed to keep it, presumably.
Yeah, I'd say $100 or something without a simon.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, if it had a simon, so then the cotton is not, he doesn't own it as an object, so he has no key of hashava midaraisa, and we don't see any tikkun takana that they have to do it. And we'll see later that the father might want to be machanech the child to return something. But let's talk about something that, like you're saying, the gadol would have been able to keep. If he's a katan, also, you shouldn't take it from a darkei shalom. But if that person, if someone does something wrong and snatches it from the katan's hand, that $100 bill, we can't force him to give it up. Now, the post can ask a question, they were showing him already, ask a question from this first Gemara in Gittin Samach Dalid Amid Beis. The Gemara there says, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav Asi, Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav Asi, Surar Vizarko Egoz Vinotlo, if a katan is old enough who knows that if you give him a stone, he just throws it away, but when you give him a nut, he keeps it because he can recognize the difference between something that is valuable and something that is valueless. Sen zochel atzmo ve'ein zochel acherim. He has a legal ability to acquire something for himself, but he can't pick it up for someone else. If you're a gadol, you have the ability to pick something up that someone else should acquire it. A katan cannot do that. But if he's old enough that he can distinguish, he can discern between something that's of value, a nut, and something that's valueless, a stone, so then he has a legal ability to acquire something. Right? He has a kinyan. So the Shanim ask a question. So why is it that we said in the Mishnah that if he found something, it's only his as Darkei Sholem, that if someone takes it from him, you won't be able, that you shouldn't take it from him, but if someone does take it from him, he'll be able to keep it. We are saying over here that if he's old enough to hold on to something and know the difference between good things and bad things, it's considered his. Right? So that's a kasha they ask, and both of these halakhas are passed in Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the way they pass in it, they answer the question. I mean, before we see it inside, I'll say outside. They say that the Mishnah is talking about a mitzia, like it says. He found something on the street. A katan has no ability, no matter how old he is, to acquire something according at a deraisa level, and even midrabanan, it's only his as darkei shalom. It's not really his, that if someone would take it, he could be able to get it back through a din Torah. But the Gemara in Gittin that says that a katan acquires something for himself, that's talking where someone gives it to him. It's not a mitzvah. It's talking if Reuven gives a katan a present, he gives him something, so at that point the katan acquires it. If he has the ability, if he's old enough, which the poskim say is around 6 years old, if this katan is 6 years old, that he can distinguish between a stone and a nut, and someone else gave him that, or he was working for it, he shovels some of the snow and they say, here, I'll pay you for shoveling that snow. So in that case, the katan acquires that object, midrabanan at least. Maybe deraisa es hashayla, whether it's deraisa or midrabanan. Okay, so that's the halach. Let's see now the Shulchan Aruch on the other side. The Shulchan Aruch in the Paskins in Simen Reish Mem Gimel, the first halacha, a katan shenotzen lo tzorah v'zarko, egoz v'natlo, a katan who can distinguish between a rock and a nut. Not zochel atzmo, he acquires things for himself, but not for others. And the Ramah puts in dafka kishiyesh das acheres machnalo. That's a typo there. Das acheres machnalo abimimitziyalo. This is only talking where you have someone else being machnit to him. But if it's a mitziyah, not because of this because of the mission that we learned. Right, so a katan who is over 6 years old, if someone gives him something, he acquires it. If he finds it in the street, he does it. Pachas mizav, he's less than 6 years old, then lo la'asim ve'lo la'acherim, he can't acquire anything even for himself, even if someone gives it to him. And here they say it's a very bright child, precocious 4-year-old, 5-year-old, it could be that I would, but in general, if it's a child who doesn't know that it was, you know, they like playing with a rock as much as they like playing with a nut, it's all the same to them. So at that point, they don't even acquire something for themselves, even if someone gave it to them. Right? It's not their object. Right? That's the first halacha. And the second halacha is in Siman Ayin Reish, in the halachas of Metzia, there it says, Metzia's Chayo Shot of a Katan, Ein Bashem Gazel. If a katan finds something, there's no gezel d'araisa elam im neidarkei shalom. It's only a darkei shalom dikadin. L'fichachim avar echad v'gazel him. Therefore, someone did an aveira and he stole something, $100 bill that the katan found. Eina yotze v'dayanim. You can't take it out through dayanim. And there the Rama again says davka mitzia. That's only because it's a mitzia. Shein dasachar smachna, though, where no one gave it to him. Avas chira shal katan. But if the katan worked for this money, this $100, ukiyotze or something like that, matzian v'dayanim, then if someone took it from that katan, we would take it away from him through dayanim. Right? This is a clear cut halacha based on these two gemaras that depending on what you give this katan, this 6-year-old and up, if it's something that you're giving him, that someone's giving it to him, so then he acquires it mi'ikar adin. If someone will steal it from him, Bezdin will force him to give it back. If it's something he found in the street, it was a mitzvah that he found in the street, even though he might be 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and she might be up to 11, so you're not allowed to take it from them. But if someone does the aveira and does take it from them, so then the bezin will not be able to extract it from them. They won't be able to force him to relinquish it. Right, that's Allah.
As far as you learn this without the Ramah, did they have a stira here between these two?
Well, that's the way they would probably go with the Ramah's way of understanding it. Because the Ramah is based on the Rishonim. Now,
right.
The Mechaber has a stira, and the Mechaber passed in both of these halachas. So how do you answer them? So the Ramah answers it in this way. Now, the Shach disagrees. The Shach says, I agree, you have a stira here. You have a stira in the Mechaber. You have a stira in the two halachas, the two Gemaras with them, between the Mishnah and the Gemara. But he says, who says to make a difference between whether the katan found it or whether someone gave it to the katan? He says, I have a better answer. If he holds the better answer, he says, the Gemara said, when does the katan acquire something? That's if he is old enough to discern between a rock and a nut. That's when we say that he really acquires something, that if someone steals it, he'd be forced to give it up. But the Mishnah that said that Katan's Mitzia is only Darkei Shalom, it's not a real acquisition of his, that's talking about a Katan who's younger, a Katan who's less than that age, a Katan who's 6, 5, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Even if someone gave it to the Katan, the Shach is saying, don't distinguish between how the Katan received it, like the Ramah does. The Ramah is saying, did he receive it as a present, or did he receive it as something he found? But distinguish how old the katan is. Is the katan that age? Like the right, each one has validity because the Gemara says he was that age. The Mishnah says it was the Messiah. The question is, which is the main factor over here? So the Shach says, don't say the factor is how the katan received the object. Let's say the factor is how old the katan is. And according to the Shach paskins that if a katan is over 6 years old, he's someone who can someone that can discern between a rock and a nut. So then, whether they found something in the street or it was given to them, it's theirs. And if someone takes it from them, we'll take them to a din Torah and force them to give it back. If the katan is less than that age, if he's less than six, if she's less than six, so then whether someone gave it to them or it was something that they found, so then there's Darkei Shalom. You're not allowed to take it from them because it's Darkei Shalom, even the Metzia, even something that they just found. Even though they're less than that age of distinguishing between nuts and rocks, they were still acquired as Darkei Shalom. That's the way the Shach understands it. Now, most Akhbarim disagree with the Shach, the Ktsos, and the Sivas, the Smar, we see clearly also, the Machan Ephraim. They all disagree with the Shach. However, there's a disagreement among them. In other words, what's the halacha? If you don't hold like the Shach, if we, the way we said in the beginning, if we hold like the Ramah, and we distinguish between how the Katan received the Akhbar. So then we're saying, like this, it's clear that if the katan is 6, 7, 8, 9 and above, he knows the difference between a rock and a nut. So there, we have to make a difference between how he acquired or how he received this object. if it was given to him by another person, so then we're saying it's his. Maybe even derives it's his because someone gave it to him, and Dasat Harsmachta makes it his. If it's something that he found, so then we're saying it's only his as Darkei Shalom. That's where Darkei Shalom fits in. Right? Because Darkei Shalom says that even though he doesn't have the capacity to pick something up and acquire it, but the Chacham said, don't take it from him because it will cause machlokus in Yisrael. What happens if the katan, according to the Shita, what happens if the katan is less than that age, if the katan is less than 6? So we see clearly from the Ramah, and the Gemara says that if he's less than that age, so if he finds something, it says lo la'atzmo v'lo la'acherim, he doesn't acquire it either for himself or for others, right? So that would seem to say that he doesn't acquire it at all, and that's the way the Nesivus understands it, that a child who's less than 6, even if someone gives it to him, or if he finds it and it's in his hands, the Nesivus brings from a Yushami, it's like it's in the garbage can. Someone, a little child, a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old that's holding something, it might as well be in the garbage can because it's going to go in the garbage can. They have no idea of value of anything, and their holding it is meaningless. It's so to take it from them is not even Darkei Shalom. That's the way the Nesivus understands it. The Ktsos, the Sma, however, say all the Shulchan Aruch means is that they don't own it as a real ownership, that you'd be able to take it away through Dayanim. But it's still wrong to take it from them through Darkei Shalom. Darkei Shalom applies even to a child who is younger than that age of 6 years old. You still shouldn't take it. So the Maisu, before we get to the Maisu, we have three opinions then. Right? Two cases with three opinions. Right, the two factors we have to look at are how old is the katan, how did the katan acquire it. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, which I think most poskim agree with, but the Shach seems to be a minority opinion over here, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if the katan, and so the Shulchan Aruch is making a difference between how the katan acquired it. So if the katan acquired it through someone giving it to him, so then if that's the way he got it, so then it's considered his. Right? Someone gave it to him. If someone gave this thing to the katan who is that age, he had both conditions, he's over 6 and someone gave it to him, so then it's considered his enough that if someone takes it away from him, we force him to give it back to that katan. If the katan is less than, and if that katan is that age and he found something, so then it's only his as Darkei Shalom, that there's a takana that you shouldn't, it's wrong to take it from him. If someone does take it from him, we won't be able to force him to give it back. He did something wrong, but we can't force him to give it back. Whereas that's if the katan is over 6. He can tell the difference between good items and bad items. So then we have this takana skufamim as Darkei Shalom. If he's less than that age, so then, even if someone gave it to him, according to the Ketzos, the Sma, and I think the Machan Ephraim, but according to at least the Ktsos and the Sma, so then the halacha is no matter how they got it, all there is Darkei Shalom. So in other words, according to this opinion, which I think is the majority opinion, whenever a katan gets something, there's at least going to be a Darkei Shalom issue involved for someone to take it from them. It's also to take it from a katan, even if the katan is less than 6 and they found something, it's wrong to take it from them. If you have both factors, that the katan is older than 6, he knows the difference between a nut and a rock, and it was given to the katan from someone on the outside, so then it's more than Darkei Shalom, then it's the katan's, according to Ikaradin. Maybe the Raisa, maybe the Rabbanan, that's a Shaila, but if it's his so much, if someone gives him that $100 bill, someone takes it from him, we could take him to a Din Torah and force him to give it back to the Kotan. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch holds according to the Sma. The point of the Nesivas, everything's the same except the point of the Nesivas. The Nesivas holds, if the Kotan is less than six, so then the whole thing of Dar Kishon doesn't apply. Nothing applies, like you give it, it's like in a garbage can. It's considered ownerless. It's nothing. The fact that Kotan has it is meaningless. The point of the Shach, he changes the whole thing around. He says if the whole thing depends on how old the Kotan is, if the Kotan is older than six, so then no matter how he gets it, it's considered his. Me'ikra Adin, even if he found it, and if he's less than that age, no matter how he got it, it's, even if someone gives it to him, it's only Darkei Shalom, but nothing more than that. So Lamais is, I would advise you, if you a Kutton's walking around with a $100 bill that he found, so it'd be wrong to take it from him, unless he's less than six, and according to the Nesivas, so then there'd be no problem, but you know, if you want my advice, I think most Poskim say that you shouldn't do it, you shouldn't take it from him. Now, the problem with all the shofar, like we really can't end here because what I said until now is very impractical. Because all these halachas are ignoring one other takana. These halachas only apply to a child who is an orphan, rachmana lislan, or who is not supported by his parents, rachmana lislan. But that's what we're talking until now. All these halachas are true about a child who has no parental support, either because he has no parents or they're just not supporting him. How do we know that? Because there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Gemara in Bav Metzia, first the Mishnah Yud Beis Amud Aleph says like this: Metzias bino uvita ketanya. If someone's son or daughter found something. Then the snasin, we're not talking about that tonight. The same thing is if it's Eved, his servant, Eved Kanani, or his wife. Harei El Shalo, he keeps them. Mitzias beno vita gedolim. But if his son and daughter are already gedolim, they're past bar bas mitzvah l'chora. And we'll see, that's not really the pshat. So then, harei El Shalohen, they keep those items. Eved Ivri also, a woman who he divorced already. So then they keep the items that they found. Now the Gemara wants to know what's found in the Mishnah. The Gemara first says it depends on the age, that's Shmuel's pshat. But then the Gemara says, let's get down to Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Pliga Rechia Bar Abba. This first pshat that it depends on their age disagrees with what Rechia Bar Abba said. Because Amar Rechia Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rechia Bar Abba said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Lo Godol Godol Mamish. When the Mishnah says Godol, it has nothing to do with how old he is, whether he's bar mitzvah or she's bas mitzvah. We'll look katan katan mamish. And when it says katan, minor does not mean that the child is less than bar bas mitzvah. What's the pshat in gadol and katan in our Mishnah? Elo gadol v'samach ha-shulchan aviv el katan. Even if he's bar mitzvah already, but he's still supported by his father, he's considered a katan in this context. Meaning that if he finds something, his father owns it. Katan. Ve'ena samach l'shulchan aviv. If he's a katan, though he is not supported by his father, zeh gadol. At that point, he becomes a gadol, and at that point, he's allowed to keep objects that he finds. Now, what's the reason for this? So Rashi explains, and I think most Rishonim say this way, that by a gadol, right? If, even though he's a bar mitzvah, if he's getting supported by his father, his father owns that mitzio. Why? Mishum Eva. It's because of Eva. Because how will the father feel that he's working day and night to support his child? And he's working very hard, and his child finds a $100 bill in the street, and he says, oh look, I found this, and he buys whatever he wants with it. And for his father, we'll have to work so hard to get that $100, so he'll say, look, you found the $100? So you take care of yourself now. You're fine. Right? That's Ava. We're afraid that if a child would be able to keep objects that he finds, that would lead to Ava. That would lead to him maybe losing his special relationship if he's getting supported. If the child's not getting supported, so then It has nothing to do with how old he is. If he's a katan, so then he might as well keep it, because there's no takana of eva. So this is a halacha, paskin and shulchan aruch, also in siman reish ayin reish days, that if the Rama actually, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch says it, that Mithias ben Avito Asmuchim al Shulchano, that if someone, a son or a daughter finds something who's supported by their parents, by the way, it does make a difference if it's the father or the mother, the Chafetz Chaim says, even by a mother, even though they're Gedolim, the father or the mother is allowed to keep it. Right? That's a din of Eva. So, before we go further, I'd just like to review what we had until now, and now we have to put this overlay on what we learned until now to see how that fits. In other words, we'll still first have to look at what type of child this is. Right? If the child is a gadol, so then it's very simple. If the child is a gadol midaraisa, when he picks up something, he acquires it. Right? So there's nothing to talk about. So he owns it. The chachamim, though, said that you have to give it to your father if he supports you. You have to give it to your mother if she's the one supporting you. It's a shayla if it's a grandparent. But that's a takanas chachamim because of Eva. He's supporting you, and if you don't give it back, there could be ill will. There could be sinas chinam involved. So if you find something, even though you own it, midoraisa, it's yours. You're a gadol, you're a bar mitzvah. If you find it, and if the person was an orphan, a yosem, and no one was supporting him, it certainly would be his. And if someone took it from him, maybe over in a siddur aisa gezlan, he would lose it through any din Torah. But since he has a father who's supporting him, whatever he finds through a takanas chacham, it belongs to the father. He's mechuyev to give it to the father. Now suppose he's not a gadol. Suppose he's a katan. So we've learned that there's two ages of katanim. So if the katan is over six, he's someone who, when he finds something, since he's over six, well, it all depends. So according to the shach, if he finds something over six, so he owns it, meyikar adin also, and his key will be to give it to the father. According to the Ramah and most poskim, if he's over six, a mitzia that he receives is only his as darkei shalom. He doesn't really own it. If someone takes it from him, that new person will own it. We won't be able to force him to give it back. It's only his Udarki Shalom. So here is a little shaila how it works exactly. It's a big thing that Forum talk about. The pashas, it would seem, is that here there's a special takanas chachamim, that when a katan, a minor, someone who's over six, picks up a mitzia, even though he doesn't acquire it for himself, if he has a father who supports him, so then it automatically belongs to the father. And the nafkamina would be that if someone would steal it from him at that point, even though he hasn't taken it home yet, if he didn't have a father, that person would be able to keep the $100 bill. But because he has a father, if you understand it this way, when he picks it up, the father automatically acquires it through a takanas chachamim, so then that person, that thief, would have to give it back to the father. Right? That's if the katan is over six. Now, if it was something that someone gave that katan, so there, we'll talk about matana in a second. If the katan is less than six, doesn't know the difference between a nut and a rock. So according to the Kitzos and the Sma, so there we said it'll be the same halacha. He finds something, he acquires it through darkei shalom. He's considered, even though he doesn't own it, but you're not allowed, he doesn't acquire it, but there's a darkei shalom issue, you're not allowed to take it from him. So the takanas chachamim would say that when he picks it up, it's as if his father now acquires it, and you're not allowed to take it from him. Right, that would be the same as if he's over six. According to the Nesivis, though, a child less than six is like a garbage can. It's like it's hefker still. It's like it's out in the middle of nowhere. So I think, I didn't see anyone say this, but I think according to the Nesivis, this takana wouldn't apply. You can't say, if it's considered just, hefker still, it's not his. So what, that he picked it up and someone took it from him. So what, he has a father. I'm not sure if the father would acquire it. But Lemaise is, it's a hard case to, and Nesivis seems to be a minority here also. So it would seem that according to most poskim, if he's less than six, according to Shach, certainly, if he's less than six, there is a darkei shalom, and even according to the Tzos seems to agree with that, the Tzos does, and Sma agree with it, that less than six, as soon as the katan picks it up, so it belongs to the father, and if someone took it from that katan, he'd have to pay it back to the father. Okay, so that is that's pretty clear cut up until here. The last topic, which is really what we started with, what we need to get to, is what happens if someone gave the present. Someone gave the present to a son. If someone gave a present to an orphan, so that we learned, that's Das Acheres Machne, and we learned that, according to Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, at least, that if Das Acheres Machne, someone gives this orphan or a cotton that's not supported by his parent a present, so then he owns it, may Iker Adin, if someone takes it from him, he has to pay him back. That's that would be Gezel, Dirabanan. If he's less than that age, so then that we get back to that child. Is he considered like a garbage can, or is he considered something that is still Darkei Shalom? Right? It could be that there still be Darkei Shalom involved there, the way the Sma says. So that's if he has no father. But if he has a father, then the Mukha Yosef says, and the Ramad seems to paskin, the Ramad paskins that way, the Mukha Yosef says that the Svara of Eva applies even by a present. There's no difference if the child finds a $100 bill in the street, or if someone gives the child a $100 bill. Even if you got a present, even if, and this is the Ramad paskins, im nasna matana lekatan hasamach l'shulchan avid, if someone gives a katan, a present, and this katan is dependent on his father's table, Havei shall love it. It belongs to the father. Because this takana of Eva applies. There's Eva here. If the father knows that, oh, he got a present, and he's there working to support the child, and the child got a present, and the child is allowed to keep it, there will be Eva in that case also. So the Ramah, following the Nimukh Yosef Paskins, that if someone gives a child a present, so in that case, the father owns it. Because otherwise, there'll be Eva. Now, that would seem pretty clear cut. The Mishpatei HaTorah, it says, based on this Svara, though, there could be a chilek what the child received. If it's a $100 bill, so then what we're saying makes a lot of sense. If you give the child a $100 bill, it's going to be Eva. And therefore, the Chacham made a takana that the father should own it. But suppose someone gave the child a candy, or a little toy, a doll. So the Mishpatei Torah, Shpitz wants to say, in this case there won't be any Eva. In this case, this takana doesn't apply, because the father isn't upset that the child got a piece of candy. Right, the child won a candy in school, like we spoke about last week, a little prize, a game. He won a game at school. So the father's not saying, "Oh, I'm working so hard, I have to pay to support you, and you got this. You know, you can't sell it. It's not something that's sellable that you'd be able to sell and make so much money on it." So he wants to say that this rule of the Ramah applies only to something that's like cash, something that's valuable, something that the father could sell, or could it be worthwhile for the father also? Maybe a safer would be like that. Something that's valuable for the father. So there we say there's a svara of Eva, that if something's given to a child, so then at that point the father owns it. But if there's something that the father has no interest in, a candy, something like that, so there the father would not acquire it. And he says further that if the father himself would give the child a present, that the father himself would give his child a present, so now there's obviously no Eva here. Right? There's no Eva, there's no threat of ill will that the father is upset, oh, you got this thing, and I worked so hard, and you got it for free, because the father gave it to the child. However, there's another issue, that the child can't acquire it. Right? Since the child is in the father's domain, So the father has no mechanism to give it to the child, because the child has no yad. His yad is like his father's yad. So if someone else gives it to the child, so that's, there's a din dasa cheres makna. Someone else could give something from the outside to the child, and the child will acquire it if there's not to be an eva. But if the father is giving it to his katan son, to his minor son, so even though there's no eva, there's no mechanism through which the child can acquire it, and because of that, the object will still belong to the father. Now the difference between that is, if the child is bar mitzvah already, so then, if the father gives something to his bar mitzvah child, so now there's no issue at all. There's no eva, because he gave it to him. And the chor is a mechanism that the son can acquire because he's a gadol, he's a bar mitzvah like anyone else. So if the child will give his father, the father will give his bar mitzvah child, the bas mitzvah child, a present, so then the child would lechora acquire it. If someone else gives the bar mitzvah child a present, if someone else gives that bar mitzvah child a present, so then it should be based on the Nemuka Yosef that the father acquires it because there's Eva again. Right, the Eva applies even to a bar mitzvah or a bas mitzvah if they're getting supported by the father. And that is the way some folks can hold. However, the Ramah finishes off avalobim no gadol, that this din that Eva applies to a present applies only to a katan, but not to a gadol, not to a bar or bas mitzvah. And the Sma says a svar in it. So it's really a machlokus. If someone else gives the child a bar mitzvah child, a bas mitzvah child are present, is there an issue of Eva over here? There should be an issue of Eva. We would think there would be an issue of Eva, but the Ramah and the Smad say that if someone gives that present to the bar mitzvah child, so there's no issue of Eva either.
I'll deny
that
letting the child have it.
Yeah, he a little bit differently. He says that if you give something to a bar mitzvah, like you're saying, he says, I'm not, I want it to be to the son. If it's less than bar mitzvah, so then I know that the child can't take care of it, so I want the father to own it, to take care of it. The Sma says that's far. So, wrapping up, summing up, and we'll just sum up the last case of the present, right? What happens if a child was given a present? And we'll talk about most cases where the child has parents, either a mother or a father, hopefully both, and is supported by them. Right? That really is the most normal case, the most prevalent case. So the halachas will be like this. We'll first talk about a katan, and then we'll talk about a gadol. If the child is a katan, less than bar bas mitzvah, and supported by the parents. We're talking they're being supported by the parents. So if someone gives the child a present, so there's a takana of Eva, and whatever that child gets really belongs to the father. Right? We said, it'll be a shayla, how the mechanism will work if he's older than six. So then he acquires it according to all poskim, he acquires it because he's dasa cheres machna, and he's over that age. So he acquires it first, and then it goes to the It'll go to the father, and if he's less than six, so according to most poskim, there's Darkei Shalom, and by him taking it, the father acquires it automatically. And we said according to the Nesivos, it could be that this Takana wouldn't apply. So that's in if it's something that the father's interested in, cash, or a valuable present. But if it's something that is only has interest for the child, it's a candy. It's a little toy for him to play with. So there the assumption is the father and the mother would have no problems. It wouldn't result in any Eva if the child keeps it for himself. Right? So that's, if it's a card, if he got a dollar bill, so then really the parents have all the right to own it. If it's a little toy, so then it's something that the child really owns at that point, and if someone would steal it from the child, it would be gnaved from the child, not from the father. If the child is bar bas mitzvah, so and he got this Right, so if you got something that the parent's not interested in, so then it's no shayla. If you got something that the parent is interested in, it's a $100 bill, he got a nice check for his bar mitzvah, he got a nice present. So, from the Nemuka Yosef, it would seem that there is an issue of Eva. And he says it should apply whether if it's a gadol who's still some achal shulchan aviv, there will be an issue of Eva. The Ramadho paskins that there is no Eva by a gadol. Like the Sma saying that svara, that when the person gives it to that bar mitzvah boy, he wants the bar mitzvah boy to have it. He doesn't want the father to have it. So the takan doesn't apply in that case. So if you give it to your child, if you give something to your child who's a katan, so then certainly there's no eva, but certainly the katan has no mechanism to acquire it because he's a katan and he's in your house and he has no mechanism to acquire it. He's not able to acquire things. If he's older than 6, he can acquire it. Someone else gives it to him, but not if you give it to him, because it's like you're giving it from one hand to the other hand. That doesn't mean anything. If he's a gadol, so then there would be lechora no problem of eva, and there would be no problem of not having a yad. So then, if you give your bar mitzvah boy a present, we would say, based on what we're saying, that he owns it. I just want to say though that there is a machlokes about that also. If you look in Hilchos Erevin, when you want to make an erev for other people and you give it to someone to acquire for other people, so there is the opinion that says you could give it to your gadol, even though he supports you, even though you support him, because there's no eva. But the Ramadan says, the Shulchan Aruch says, yesh amrim though, that still we consider, since he's supported by you, he's still considered like your hand, and you gave it from one hand to the other, and it won't work. So there might be a way of saying that even if you give it to your bar mitzvah boy, it would still be your property.